to be joined here by our race winner today, Kyle Busch, and then Coy Gibbs from Joe Gibbs Racing. And Kyle, happy birthday to you, and sweeping the weekend in the Bushy McBush Race 400. How satisfied are you with today's victory?
Obviously very satisfied. You know, we had a strong car. We ran up front all day. Drop of the green flag, we were heading towards the front, so that was definitely a confidence booster, and just kept trying to make little adjustments to the car all day long in order to get it to where we wanted it there closer towards the end, and nothing was really hitting on it and making it better, but the final two adjustments definitely were a positive for us, and didn't necessarily take us from a third place car to a winning car, but all the restarts and circumstances did and got us in the right position when we needed it.
Awesome. And Coy, from your perspective, this has to be a really satisfying day for you as well. First, you had Ty winning yesterday in the ARCA Menards Series race, and then Kyle bringing it home today. How satisfied are you after this victory?
That was a great weekend. It's great to see Kyle win. We're going to get back on track, and it's been a while, but I can feel it. Him and Ben are clicking, so we're looking for a lot more.
We're going to open the floor up for questions. Our first question is going to come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with your question, Mark.
Thank you. Kyle, 17 seasons now, you talked about the importance of winning a race every year and the history behind that. You're now tied with David Pearson, one behind Richard Petty. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it gives me chills. I don't know if I just got a chill from the air conditioning or actually hearing that, you know. So it's meaningful. It's a huge accomplishment. I feel like any accomplishment that's still out there that's able to be achieved to get it is something to be honored with. And so, you know, being able to do it 17 years now and hopefully go on into 18, 19, 20, whatever it is, there's definitely not very many things that you're going to beat the king at. That's for darn sure. So, you know, hopefully we can continue that tradition and make sure that we get to 18, get to 19 and so on.
Next question will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Coy kind of mentioned, Kyle, about you maybe clicking off some wins. I mean, do you feel like you're on the verge of rattling off a bunch of wins, or do you feel like you guys still have some steps to go?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we still have a little bit to gain, especially at the 750 tracks. I wouldn't say that we're the best of where we need to be on that stuff. We have definitely gained a ton of ground on the 550 package, so I feel really good about that. That was definitely a push through the off season and what we learned late last year in order to get ready for this year. So that's been a confidence booster as well as a team morale booster with many of us being able to run closer up towards the front. So, you know, like I said, the 750 though, we've got some work there. We've got some ideas of what we need to do to work on, but you know, next weekend's another test of that.
And I assume you know NASCAR kind of let the green flag pit stops play out while there was a tire sitting in the infield grass, sat there for about 10 or 15 laps. Are you good with them kind of letting everybody get in their pit stops before throwing a caution for something like that?
Yeah, I think everybody getting into their pit stops and everything kind of cycling back through and getting back to zero is a good call. I would go with that all day long. I just don't know if pit cycles were done and then we ran 10 more, or if pit cycles were done and we ran like two more. If that's the way it was, then I thought that was a good call.
Yeah, that's the way it was. Once the pit cycles were done, then they pretty much threw the yellow.
Right on. Yeah, that's a smart play. I like that.
Our next question will come from Marty Sakala. Go ahead with the question, Marty.
Thanks, man. Hey, Kyle, congrats on the win and happy birthday. I got two for you. First off, on the final restart, kind of curious if you expected Brad or Kevin to make a run on you, especially with the fact that they had fresher tires.
You know, the biggest thing that that I was hopeful for and that happened was getting Truex behind me. Having my teammate behind me, I felt like it was going to be a huge added bonus for us, you know, to wave him on when it was time to go, when I was going to go, so he could push me and get us pushed, get us clear going into turn one. And then those guys on the outside kind of got crossed up. So that gave us clear track from there on. And, you know, with just two laps to go and these cars and the package, you're able to just hold it wide open as the leader. So you're just trying to cut the draft as much as you can and, you know, try to still make your corner the way you need to make your corner. And if you can run the bottom and wrap the bottom really tight to the white line, then those guys have to go higher than you, which is just a longer way around. And it's definitely harder to make a pass up there. The tires won't equal out till probably – 10 or 12 laps. So I knew that we had plenty of short amount of time left.
And then Wayne, on your birthday for the second time in your career, I got to ask, what's the party going to be like tonight?
I don't know. You know, I tell you what, I give a lot of due credit for the marketing people at Busch Beer. They do an amazing job. So it's pretty awesome to win the Bushy McBush Stir, whatever, Bushy McBush, race with Kyle Busch. And I've always told Kevin Harvick he's one of the biggest Kyle Busch fans because he wears my name on him every single week. So it's it was nice to beat him today.
Thanks, Kyle. Congrats, man.
Our next question will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
Yeah, Kyle, I know Bob asked you a question along these lines last night with the IBF struggles and everything that you're going through. But, you know, obviously, you know, we've all watched the videos. It's extremely, you know, painful for you guys what's going on. And then you're able to come out and sweep the weekend. How do you process all that? Like, you know, how do you prevent that from crossing into your racing and not letting it affect you? I mean, I imagine it's on your mind quite a lot.
It is. It certainly is. You know, Samantha and I, we obviously talked last night on the phone before bed, and then, you know, was talking this morning again before they were going to the racetrack with Brexton. So, you know, it'd be nice to have them here, but, you know, I just was cool with Brexton going racing. Samantha really wanted to be here on my birthday, and I was like, it's just another day. Don't worry about it, you know. So go have fun with him and take him racing. But overall, you know, it's definitely on your mind, in the back of your mind. I wouldn't say I necessarily thought about it racing during the race today, but obviously getting out of the car, winning, it being my birthday. And, you know, Jamie Little kind of mentioned the fact of, you know, your racing's kind of been a little bit of a struggle, the ups and the downs, and that boom instantly kind of triggered the, you know, the thoughts of the infertility journey. So it's crazy when you can do everything you think is the right way to do it, and the doctors tell you everything's great and everything is the way it needs to be, and it looks amazing, and it just doesn't work. It's like, well, why? You know, and obviously there's a greater factor that's involved that just isn't favoring us yet.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Randy Kovitz. Go ahead with your question, Randy.
Yeah, Carl, just to follow on that, for the purpose of accuracy, because I'm not around you guys every week, have you recently – are you waiting tests, or have you learned that the last test didn't take? Just can you, in a simple way, and not to get too personal, I just want to be right. Just where are you on this?
Yeah, so Samantha and I, obviously, when we had infertility to begin with, our first round worked with Brexton. So thankfully, right, we have the miracle of Brexton. He was the first round. It worked fine. The second round, Samantha miscarried around 16 weeks, and then the third round never even took. The fourth round was with a surrogate, didn't even take. And then this round was a whole new doctor, clinic, facility, everything different, a little bit different procedure, not a whole lot different. And everything looked fine. Everything looked great. And unfortunately, this time didn't even take, nothing there. So we got negative results, and, you know, we'll see what our next steps are.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Cole Cusimano. Go ahead with the question, Cole.
Thank you, Matt. Congrats, gentlemen. This could be for either Coy or Kyle. Four wins this year for JGR. Do you consider you guys the top team in the series?
Go, Coy.
I couldn't hear the question, so you're up. What was it?
I said with four wins this season in the series, do you consider you guys the top dogs of the Cup Series?
Oh, good gosh. I wouldn't say that. I think obviously there's a lot of guys out there winning. So it's been a different year, a lot of different winners. So I would definitely not say we're the top dogs. Hopefully we are at the end, but it's going to be a long, hard fight.
And then Kyle, any word on how Brexton did?
On what?
On how Brexton did.
I have not heard. No, I have no idea. I don't have my phone on me, so I'm waiting to hear what happened there. So hopefully it was a good day.
Gotcha. Congrats, guys.
Our next question will come from Davey Segal. Go ahead with the question, Davey.
Thanks, Matt. Kyle, you said yesterday that you're not a big birthday guy, but you're 2-for-2 and winning on your birthday. So is that changed now?
not really, man. It's just another day. It's another race, you know. So fortunately, it's pretty cool. Not a lot of guys have done it on their birthday. So, you know, this is – and there's no better day to win than, I guess, on your birthday. You get to party twice, you know. So we'll see how all that turns out tonight. Actually, we're celebrating on Tuesday, so we're going to have a fun time on Tuesday.
Cool. Thanks. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead with the question, Ashley.
Hey, Kyle, congratulations on the win. With now getting into the playoffs with the victory, what do you feel your team needs to focus on to be stronger as we get to the second half of the year and into the playoffs come September?
Yeah, I think one of the things is just trying to be a little bit stronger on the 750 tracks. You know, I feel like we're kind of missing just a little bit of something there. Every time we're on one of those racetracks, we blow the rear tires off about 30, 40 laps into a run. So we've got some work to do in order to keep the rear tires underneath me. And I feel like that's the number one thing that our focus will be for going into Darlington next week. It's going to be hot. It's going to be slippery. It's going to be slick. That place is always a handful anyways. And now we're going there with the 750 low downforce package. So it's going to be a handful for sure.
And then, Coy, for you, we've constantly seen Ty Gibbs out there, no sponsors on the car, nothing. How is the marketing on that side with him? Because it seems with all the promise, it's surprising to see the lack of sponsorship.
Yeah, I think we're definitely working on it. That's not my side of the – go ask my dad what the problem is. That's his problem. I just spend the money. I don't bring it in. I don't know. We're definitely working on it. We didn't expect him, obviously, maybe to do as good as he has to this point. So hopefully we get some people on board.
Thank you for your time today, gentlemen.
Our next question will come from Antoine Hreskev. Go ahead with your question, Antoine.
At Kyle, congrats on the win and happy birthday. So what was the most significant factor that worked out today for you?
I think the biggest, well, a couple things. One of those being just having a good car right off the start of the race and being able to work our way forward, being able to run in a top three all day long. Once we got there, it seemed like we stayed there. So that was a huge benefit to us. And then I think the last one was the final restart with Truex behind me, having a teammate behind me to push me to give me that nice run all the way down into turn one to get clear of those other guys on the outside. And to then be able to just protect after that and bring home the race, you know. So huge kudos to our teammate.
Thank you. Congrats once again.
Thank you.
And our final question will come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with the question. Mark, you're on mute, my man.
There we go. Kyle, I was just sitting here thinking, as an old timer in this sport, it's hard for me to believe you're 36. It's hard for me to believe. I mean, 58 wins, that's a big number. Just how do you feel about those numbers, that you're 36 and you're 58?
Yeah, it's I mean, it's cool and all, but to be honest with you, I can't tell you how many wins we've thrown away or missed out on versus the ones we've stolen, you know what I mean? So I don't even know where the number total really could be, but I think that's the biggest thing that kind of sets in my mind is always the ones that got away, and you're never going to get them back. You know what I mean? Like, even if you got to 100 wins in the Cup Series, man, that would be amazing. But then I'd always wonder, well, hell, I could have had 130. You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of continuing to persevere and push through. Last year was a tough year, only getting one. So that definitely hurt the yearly average. We got to get back on that. I'm telling Ben every day, we got to win 10 races this year so I can get that average back up. But realistically, though, you know, if you can have 5 win seasons, that's exactly where you need to be. So hopefully we can continue to keep this roll going and get ourselves where we need to be.
Awesome. Hey, Coy, gentlemen. Quick question. Can I just ask one question
yeah,
to Coy?
You got it, Mark.
You have 3 out of 4 drivers in victory lane, 4 wins after 11 races. You kind of downplayed, you know, your team there a moment ago, but just how good do you feel about that start to the season?
I mean, it's obviously encouraging to see Kyle get in victory lane, and we'd love to see Denny get there too. He's had a bunch of seconds, but I mean, this is a long, hard season, so I'm not going to jump up and down quite yet. I think it's important to get on a roll, and it's important to carry that into the playoffs. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Thank you.
Good deal. And we did have a question come in here from Greg Engel from Forbes. Go ahead with the question, Greg.
Yeah, relax, Kyle. Happy birthday. This question's for Coy real quick. Coy, how on the sponsorship front, obviously having all those wins helps on that, but how do you feel the general overall sponsorship front is going for Joe Gibbs and the industry at large?
I mean, I think it's been tough, obviously, with COVID. I think that definitely plays a role. And honestly, it's more just not being able to interact with the sponsors you currently do have. And if you're trying to re-sign people, it makes it a little difficult. But we've got a strong group of sponsors on board, and they've been great to work with us through the pandemic, and we're looking good. So we'd love to get some sponsorship on Ty. Obviously, Monster helps out every now and then, but we'd love to secure something for him. But for our Big Four, it looks pretty good.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday again, Kyle. Enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Good deal, guys. Congratulations on the triumph, and good luck next week at the Track Too Tough to Tame at Darlington.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.